Early evening, 6th of May 1954, at the Iffley Road running track in the centre of Oxford, six young men line up for the blue ribboned event of distance running, the mile. After a worryingly rainy and windy afternoon, the conditions have calmed and 3,000 people line the stands. Anticipation is high. The crowd already know who will win the race. What they're interested in is the winning time. The favourite is a 25-year-old medical student who ran his first mile race on this very track 7 years earlier as a student at Exeter College. Today, he knows history is within his grasp. He has prepared meticulously. Before travelling up from London by train, he rubbed graphite on his running spikes to prevent them picking up too much cinder ash. I often used to think about Roger Bannister's world record when I was studying and running in Oxford. From London by train, he rubbed graphite on his running spikes to prevent them picking up too much cinder ash. I often used to think about Roger Bannister's world record when I was studying and running in Oxford.